Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little Dire Straits bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert J. Fisher is our guest. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, and he's one of our longtime Brain Trust members. And Bob, are you still teaching memory?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that, you know, I teach the small business owners that I work with, the techniques to remember names, faces, and
mind mapping. Yeah, so he's doing that too, folks. And why don't you give us a website?
It's virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
virginiathinkinginstitute.com. So check that out. We're talking about the finishing what you start, but also more importantly, making sure that you don't set yourself up for failure, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
You, as you said, sometimes we set ourselves up for things that that we can't do, and then we make a list, and then the alligators take over. And what the thing I really want to focus on, Bob, is how we break the cycle of crisis management.
Okay.
One of the things that I believe, and I think this feeds into exactly what you're talking about, what I've said for a long time, and I've tried to get across to my people here, is the only way to really get rid of crisis management is to finish projects. Finish them. If it's a challenge, if it's a problem, finish it, defeat it, put a stake through its heart, set it on fire, burn it up, and never let it come back to bite you. Finish it so much that it never comes back. Because crisis management, in my opinion, Bob, is when people have crisis management, it's when they keep managing the projects that they didn't finish till they build up, and they've got so many of them that when a new project comes along, they can't even deal with it because they're still dealing with old stuff that they should have finished months ago. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true, and I want to talk about some strategies, you know, to make sure that we follow through. I mean, I think a good example, you know, if your goal is to, like, exercise, okay, one thing is you say you want to exercise, you write that down, but the best thing you can do is you can go to the gym, and then you can, you know, pay in advance for a series of personal training sessions and schedule those. Now, you know, you can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, gee, I gotta be at the gym at 6:45. And if there's nobody waiting there for you, you can say, I'll do it later, or, you know, I got a lot to do at work or whatever. But if you know somebody's waiting there, then you'll do it. You know, mm-hmm. If you want to walk and you're not walking, well, get a dog. Because you might not walk for your own health.
Are these what you call guidance systems?
Well, this is designing a follow-through strategy. I mean, if you let's say that you want to make three sales calls every day, and you go to the office and you get sidetracked on all kinds of things, okay? Well, one thing you can do is throw away your key. You know, you're not going to be the first one in the office anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to wait until Susie gets in and opens mm-hmm. up the office, okay? Mm-hmm. So what you're going to do, you can't get in early. So you're going to go make your sales calls. So you say, I don't go to the office until I make my three sales calls,
mm-hmm.
okay? So then what happens is whatever those crises are that would prevent you from doing your sales call, they are handled, or they are dealt with later. And the most important thing, making those three sales calls happens. Now, it works because you threw away your key.
Maybe one of the first things to do then would be to invite a prospect to breakfast.
Yeah,
make sure the first thing you do, you're going to eat breakfast somewhere. Make sure the first thing you do is eat breakfast with a prospect.
Yes. Yes. That's a great strategy to do it. This is one of the first things. I mean, I want to mention.
But these are mechanical. I call those mechanical things.
Right.
I like to use that word. And this is a little bit off the point. But for example, the reason I don't lose my keys is because I always put them in the same place. And I don't lose my keys at home or my phone at home because I make sure that I leave it where I can't miss it with it when I walk out the door. That's a mechanical thing I do to make sure that I make sure my memory isn't taxed. I make sure that I have to trip over my phone and my keys before I leave the door, before I walk out.
Well, when I mentioned like throwing away your key to the office, what I was kind of like saying is that, you know, instead of you getting in the office and dealing with the minutia.
Yep.
You can't get in the office till Susie opens the office door. So when you're up in the morning and you're ready to go, instead of going to the office and dealing with minutia, you're saying, well, I'm ready to go. I can't get in the office now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go make sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be able to get in the office till 10 o'clock when Susie comes in. So, you know, I make my 3 sales calls in the morning instead of going in there and dealing with emails and who knows what all that, you know.
And the main thing is that gets you outside the building.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you out in the marketplace. So that's one of the problems. One of the problems that happens is when you stay inside the four walls so much, you think that's the world.
Yes.
Folks, that's not the world. That's just your little world. The world is a lot bigger. You got to get outside your four walls if you're gonna be successful. Quick break. Right back with Bob Fisher after these messages. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.